Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. It is time for a catch-up and a juicy solo podcast episode. Oh, there is so much going on behind the scenes for me now in the best way possible. So before we dive into the topic for today that's going to support you in creating a really abundant energy within your business over the next few weeks and months and creating a new surge of energy and prosperity for you, I'm just going to give you a little catch up about where I'm at because it's going to really help you understand why I felt like today's podcast episode was so important. So truth be told, it has taken me a little while to get to the energy that I'm feeling in my business right now. Total transparency. It takes a while after having a baby, I think. And that is not in any way to scare anyone into having a baby. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I have so much to share about how I worked on my subconscious blocks and beliefs around making money as a mama. I love the schedule that we have. I believe that it is totally possible to feel fulfilled in your career and have a baby. And I will be talking so much more deeply on this in future episodes. But you know that like spark and that tingly feeling that you can get in your business when you feel like you have that sense of purpose, everything feels aligned, you can feel momentum happening, you can feel that you're totally clear on the direction you want to head in, and it's like a full body yes. Well, I have that feeling right now for so many reasons, but I haven't felt like this for a little while because honestly, my resources were going towards something else. I was obviously sustaining my business abso-freaking-lutely, and I had lots of ideas of where I wanted to head, but I'm somebody who really struggles to take action if it doesn't feel like a full body yes. So I'm really, really just very grateful that that full body yes is here right now, and I have some really fun, exciting things that you can get involved in even in March. I've got a free, incredible masterclass that I have never taught before that's going to support you in feeling like a total money magnet and really understanding how you can create total security and safety within your nervous system when it comes to money for life. So watch out for all of the news coming with that. I do have a link in the show notes below where you can jump on and save your seat ahead of time for that. But that's not the purpose of why I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm sharing this because I feel like the energy and the feeling that I have right now, I'm finally applying back into my business and like reinvigorating things that really needed to be shaken up. And as a result of that, I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing passive income coming in on a deeper level. I've got a lot more leads coming into my business. I'm feeling really excited about the things that I'm creating, and I can see the trajectory of where those things are heading, and most importantly, how they're in complete alignment with how I want to live my life right now. And I feel like I'm stepping into a deeper level of my purpose when it comes to my work, which gives me a deeper sense of inner fulfillment. So in this podcast episode, I would love to share with you some of the ways that you can reinvigorate that energy back into your business, into your offerings, into your marketing, into your messaging, and all of the things in between, so that you can create that sense of passion and purpose and maybe pour a new sense of life into things that may have just simply become stagnant. Because if you're not feeling lit up by certain areas of your business, maybe simply because they've been forgotten or they've just sat there for too long or they're not being paid time and attention, that's going to have a knock-on effect on how people respond to those aspects of your business, because the energy that you show up with is going to be mirrored back to you. So let's look at how that actually directly applies to systems, to strategies, to different thinkings, to different beliefs in your business and how you can start today. Okay, so let's begin with marketing. And I think this applies to pretty much any business that you have and whatever stage of business you were in, whether you have passed seven figures or you haven't even made any profit or income yet because you're just starting out. It's time to just have a little bit of a vibe check on how your marketing is feeling. There are probably email sequences, funnels, as simple as they may be or as high level as they may be. In fact, what am I even saying? Sometimes the simpler the funnel is, the more high level they actually are, that you have created, that you have not looked at for over a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years even. Because you just think, oh, they're in the back end. I guess they're working for me. Why even bother? Well, here's why we want to bother. And please know that I am speaking to myself right here, right now as well, because these are all the things that I have been doing over the last few weeks that have helped me up level into this energy space, because there was just stuff in the back end that I hadn't bothered to look at, which meant that the energy and the excitement and the depth that I have as a business owner, as a coach, or even as a mother, as an entrepreneur, as a woman right now, right here in 2024, hadn't been infused into the content that I had created 3+ years ago. And in letting those things just kind of stay stagnant in the back end, you can actually be preventing yourself from making more sales in these funnels and in these emails, because there may be a subconscious block around actually letting an overflow of people come in to see those pieces of content or even see those offers, because you know that there's no new energy in them. So while there was nothing quote unquote wrong with any of my email sequences or landing pages and things like that, what I've done over the last few weeks is I had my VA go in, and this is after I'd already gone in and like just looked at them and seen, even do these images feel up to date with where I'm at, blah, 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 blah. I had her copy and paste every email in my funnel. It's kind of like a 3-part funnel. It begins with my opt-in, and then it ends with an invitation to work with me in one of my programs. And this helps support me in creating some passive income in my business, which I love. And she copied and pasted all of these elements into one single doc that felt organized so that I could see everything in one place. And very, very quickly, I could see where I wanted to update things. I wanted to up-level things. I wanted to change the wording around things. And I even discovered that some of the links were not going to the thing that I wanted them to go to in my emails. That's how easy it is to forget what's going on in the back end, because we just trust, oh, it's fine. It's taken care of. Those things need to have your energy infused in them, your magic infused in them, to really take them to the next level. So it's not really difficult. It doesn't really have to cost anything. But what's happening is I'm updating and up-leveling these things, and therefore I can feel my energy expanding into wanting to allow even more energy into these systems and into these teachings and these offers, because the energy feels so much fresher and newer around it. And actually take a moment to look at the messaging on these pages. Is it in alignment with who you are today in 2024? Because as I said, maybe you've deepened your work. Maybe you've up-leveled and grown and expanded. Or maybe your client avatar has shifted slightly. Do you feel like your messaging is completely on point with where you are today? Even just making the smallest of tweaks could create an exponential difference. Obviously, images are a really important key factor when it comes to marketing. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to go out and get a photo shoot or radically change everything, but really be honest with yourself and look and think, do the images that I'm using really represent who I am today? Do they feel just simply in alignment with where I'm at in my life today? I had a huge branding shoot done almost like 4 or so years ago. And those images represented me in that phase of my life in so many ways. I got so many great images from them. I launched a lot of products and services after I'd had that branding shoot. And so a lot of my offers were centered around those images that I had. And it took me a really long time to honestly feel the pull to even want to have new photos done. So I'm sharing that just so you know, like a really good branding shoot can last you a while. Mine certainly did. But there came a point when I started to feel, you know what, this doesn't really represent who I am today at this stage in my life and at this stage in my business. And it was not until I felt that, that I then booked in another photo shoot. And so I had that done in January of this year with the same photographer whom I absolutely love, Bri Penny. If you have any opportunity to shoot with her, I think she's the absolute best when it comes to capturing women in business and just people in general. Like, she shot our first ever newborn family photo shoot as well, which is something really personal. It wasn't to do with business, but anyway, side note, just love her, absolutely love her. And it was because I looked at the photos and I realized that they kind of were associated with a past version of me, not the woman who has up-leveled, who has bought her dream home, who has a baby. You know, that has shifted my identity. And so that was why I changed my images. But sharing that for two reasons. One, branding, a really good branding shoot can last you a long time. And two, if you do look at your images and you think that doesn't represent the person that I am today or how I show up on my social media or in my stories, then there's going to be a little bit of a disconnect either with who you're attracting into your vortex, into your business, or who you're not attracting in because those pieces are out of alignment. So while I haven't finished doing this, what I am in the process of doing is just upgrading my landing pages with some of that new images where it feels like it really fits. And just doing a little bit of an overhaul gradually, nothing that's stressing me out, outsourcing obviously a lot where I can, but it's definitely, I think, going to help me when it comes to my next launch, because when I'm looking at the images and when I look at what the content is that I'm going to be putting out there, I'm really going to be showing up from the place that I am in now, which is going to feel like total alignment. And I know that when you're in total alignment and you move from that place, you can't help but attract more abundance into your life. So that feels really, really good. And it feels really, really energizing. Which leads me to another really important vibe check. And that is how you are operating within your business, but also like within your life. I heard a quote the other day that really resonated with me. And it was, don't plan your life around your work. Plan your work around your life. And that just rings so true to me in the story that I'm even trying to actively tell myself in this season of life, because I'm unwilling to jeopardize the life of my family and the heartbeat of my family and being there as a present mama for work. But I'm giving permission for my work to flourish around my family, around my priorities as a mother. And not only does that mean telling myself some new stories, that also means being really clear on how I'm choosing to operate within my business. So the question I have for you is, the way that you're showing up in your business and the tasks that you're doing and the way that you're serving your business, are you being best utilized? Are you doing those things in a way that serves the vision that you have for your business? For the vision that you even have for 2024? Or are you still allowing old ways of operating and old ways of doing things filter into the way that you're showing up for your business today, which is creating a resistance around the way that you actually want to move forward, around where you actually envision being in your life moving forward? So I'm going to give you some really tangible examples of how that applies to me in my life. If I say that abundance equals freedom for me, and I am very adamant that I will only work 3 days a week, really only truth be told, like 12 hours a week. But when I show up in my business during that time and I'm doing menial tasks, or I'm doing data entry, or I'm spending way too long editing certain social media graphics, or I am spending too long going in and out of Kartra, copy and pasting my emails to put into a Word doc to then go and edit them. See what I did there? Because I was talking about that just a few points earlier. If I'm spending my time doing those things, then I'm not staying true to how I say that I want to operate as the CEO of my business and the vision that I have for my future to create more freedom and expansion for myself. Which means that I have to get better, or I am getting better, this is what I'm already applying, at outsourcing, at really being clear on the tasks that only I can do, and the tasks that I definitely should not be doing in my business. So I had to infuse fresh energy in my business in 2024 to take it to the next level by changing some of the ways that I was operating. Just because it might be easy for me to do them doesn't mean that I should be doing them, because I'm out of alignment with what I'm trying to speak into existence by doing that. So here's an example. Yesterday was a complete mama day. So I don't take any business calls, I don't do any work. But my business was still operating for me because I'd outsourced probably 3, maybe 4 tasks that will help move the needle forward in my business, from email sequences to data entry to changing hyperlinks on certain emails to what else did I have someone doing? Podcast editing. You get the gist, which meant my business was still moving forward, but I wasn't having to be the person doing it, which meant that when I showed up for work today, tasks had already been done and I get to focus on being like front of house. Because if you're the face of your business or there are only certain tasks that you can do, you need to be focused on being front of house. So I had a coaching session today with a group of ladies. Obviously, if they've hired me, I'm the only one that can do that. And here I am sitting right now with a cup of tea podcasting for you. Also, just a very big side note on that. It's not a coincidence that I am creating podcast episodes on the same day that I was coaching. And that's because of another operating upgrade, is really learning how to harness the power of my energy. So on coaching days, like, you know, I work out in the morning, I then obviously shower, do my hair, do my makeup, get dressed because I'm going to be on camera. And obviously when I'm coaching, I'm doing a lot of speaking, I'm in my power, I'm in my element, I'm really grounded in what it is that I'm saying and what I'm doing. So my energy is like one that's out there, like almost like it's a performance day. I'm not performing in obviously a fake way, but I'm performing, like I'm on stage that day. Versus a day where maybe I'm doing more behind the scenes work, I'm doing more like project management or making sure I'm outsourcing to the people that need to be outsourced to, or I'm writing and creating content for you. I can do that kind of like hunched away on my sofa in my office, plugging away at my laptop with my hair scraped back in my sweatpants. Like that's me being focused. Like, you know, when my hair's up in a messy bun, you know, shit's gonna happen in a good way. Two very different energy spaces. So I'm choosing obviously to record more podcast episodes today because I know I'm in that heightened state, versus if I tried to be in my, let's call it sweatpants state, and then force myself to record a podcast episode, it's not going to flow in the same way. I'm using different parts of my brain. So that's another way that you can really upgrade the way that you're operating, is look at your schedule. The way that you're managing your schedule, is it serving you? Is it helping you really harness the power of the time that you actually have to work? Or is it bleeding into other areas of your life or pulling you away from things that you say matter because your schedule feels scattered or it's not fully serving you in the best way possible? So the message on my heart for you around this is, no matter what stage of business you are in, there are things that you are doing in your business right now that you don't need to be doing. And there is someone who would very happily take that off your plate, even if it just seems like a simple, small task, whom you don't even have to pay a lot of money to support you with. I say that because I know that a money mindset block for a lot of people is they think that they have to hire a full-time assistant, or they have to pay someone $40, $50, $60 an hour to complete tasks for them. And that's just not the case. There is someone to support you at every single stage of your business. And two of the best places to do that that I have found in my experience is Upwork or Fiverr. They're similar platforms in that you're going to find a freelancer that suits your budget and your needs. But one, which is Upwork, allows you to have people apply for a role. So you actually fill out the job description and have people apply. Or Fiverr allows you to actually submit a request or get a quote from specific freelancers. Like you can hire them and like you can see what their prices are for their specific services. So there may be someone who's really amazing at data entry who lives in the Philippines who would happily do that task for $10 to $15 an hour. And imagine what you could be doing in that time if your head wasn't buried in your CRM system trying to figure out a tech issue. Oh my God, light bulb moment. This is how we start creating more freedom. This is how we start operating as CEOs. So this has been a big upgrade for me because not only does it feel good, but it's almost become a necessity in my business. So if there's anything that I really just don't need to be doing, especially right now as I'm creating a lot of things that are going to be so magical in the next few weeks that really rely on me being in a high vibrational state, like I'm leaning on 4 to 5 freelancers that are supporting me through that and just outsourcing, outsourcing, outsourcing. And then one more really important vibe check, ladies. Oh, this could be a big one. You might feel something when I say this, but it's your prices. It's checking in with your prices and just making sure, and I'm not saying that they're not, but making sure that they're in alignment with where you are today in your business and in your life. Maybe you love your prices and they feel really good for where you're at today. I feel really good about the price of my one-to-one coaching. I feel really good about something special that's coming out in March. Like I genuinely feel good about my pricing. In fact, there's one product that I'm actually going to be lowering the price of because the price it's at right now just actually doesn't feel aligned for reasons that I don't need to get into. And I actually want to make it more accessible. So, well, I guess look out for that, but also it can work both ways. Obviously, make sure that that's not because of a money mindset block and come speak to me before you go lowering your prices out of fear or scarcity. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm just letting you know that doesn't always have to mean increasing your prices. But what it does have to mean is that you're fully energetically embodying your price and that there's no resistance around it. So I just actually got off of a coaching call and one of the clients on the coaching call owns a service-based business, but she sees clients in person. And it was very, very obvious from everyone listening to her on the call that she was, even to her, honestly, she was massively undercharging for her products and for her services. And the thing is, people often keep their prices at that level because they fear what they're going to lose if they were to actually raise their prices. And I just want to help support you with some reframes in case you feel that it does actually support you in raising your prices. I could actually argue the opposite because if you are undervaluing yourself, you may actually be pushing clients away by keeping your prices low for a couple of different reasons. Maybe out of overwhelm of how many clients you're going to have to work with in order to reach your income goals, or how hard you're going to have to work to reach them. Or secondly, because you end up actually resenting the clients that do come into your world because you do know that you're undervaluing yourself. And that just creates resentment and like kind of a vicious pricing cycle for yourself. Whereas when you feel like you are valuing yourself and you're honoring your prices and what you know that you're worth, you actually want more clients to come in because it feels really good. It feels good to work with clients who value you, right? And you also really have to ask yourself what kind of client you want to attract, because for this specific client, she was scared that she was going to lose the clients that she has without actually expanding her mindset and thinking about all of the clients that she will actually attract by embodying these new higher prices. So she's going to go through a major up level. Her mind is expanded, and it's just going to be so beautiful to see. Something that I did to support her was obviously working on the inner block around raising her prices. That's a really key factor. But also just honoring, you know, where she was at with it and wanting to honor from a place of alignment the clients she already has. So we only raised those prices by a smaller percentage and she will offer a referral program for those people. So anyone that's already a client that refers another new client into her world will give that person, that existing client, 50% off a treatment. So then they feel honored, they feel nurtured. They're like, oh my God, that's amazing. And it's a win-win because the best possible new kind of client is one that's been referred to you. Now, obviously, please look at your business model and what works within your world, because her business might be very different from yours, but just sharing that because there's a way to work around these things to make sure that your nervous system still feels calm taking this action. That's always really important. So take away from that, go into your offers, even if they're passive, even if they just sell on their own, go through your prices and really, really check in to whether they're aligned with you right here, right now, and make the changes where necessary. And lastly, but by no means least, of course, is it time for a little mindset vibe check? Just tuning in and really ensuring that your mindset, your beliefs, and the story that you're telling yourself when it comes to making, earning, keeping, growing, allowing, receiving money is in alignment for your vision for this year, for the place that you want to be in at the end of 2024. We always have to be consistently doing a mindset vibe check because the beliefs that you have, the subconscious programming that you're holding onto, dictates over 80% of the action that you're going to be taking this year. So if you're still holding on to limiting subconscious beliefs around what it means for you to have success or what it means for you to earn more money or the fear of what might happen if you had overflow in your bank accounts or what you might have to do in order to get to the level that you want to be at financially, or you know, if you're being honest with yourself, that your financial nervous system is not one of safety and security, then without giving yourself a hard time, in fact, doing the opposite and giving yourself a hug and love and honor the feelings that you're having that feel real to you, but making the commitment to yourself and creating the time and the space, most importantly, to focus on those things. I know how easy it is to want to keep going, to want to keep doing, to keep ticking things off of your to-do list because you think that's what's going to move the needle forward and that's what's going to make you productive. That's what's going to get you to your goals faster. Actually, I would argue sometimes the opposite is true. Sometimes we need to stop. We need to slow down. We really need to give ourselves the space to check in with our beliefs, with our nervous system, in order to then take really incredible action moving forward to create, oh my gosh, so much exponential growth in your life and business this year. So some things for you to think about, some journal prompts for you to use. What beliefs am I holding onto that are blocking me from creating the reality that I desire today? What aspects of my money story are holding me back from creating more financial overflow? And if I trusted and I knew that I was fully supported by the energy and frequency of money, what actions would I take today, this week, and this month? Oh my gosh, as I was saying that, you guys, I literally just had a download of another thing that I want to outsource. So that one worked on me. But I also have an amazing invitation to support you on a deeper level when it comes to your mindset and subconscious money beliefs vibe check. In fact, I have the perfect opportunity for you guys. Come and join me in March for a really transformational live free training, free workshop, where I'm going to support you in becoming a money magnet. I'm going to support you in finally healing your relationship with money for good, so that you can actually create the business and the life of abundance that you crave. I'm going to be supporting you in understanding the money story that's blocking your earning potential, your unique hidden money blocks, and how to release them, because that's really important. We actually want to release them. I'm going to support you in rewriting your money story for life so you can really, truly take up-leveled action. And I'm going to support you in how to bring more abundance into your life without the need to hustle harder. If that sounds like what you are craving and more, and you're ready to go to the next level, you're ready to free yourself of the money mindset blocks that have been holding you back, then just come and join me. You have absolutely nothing to lose and so much to gain. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to create that space in your calendar for your own inner growth. Oh, it's going to be so juicy and I'm so excited. So come and join me live in March. I've got 2 dates that I'm running this live. Yes, you're going to be coached by me live. So there'll be an opportunity for me to support you right there in the moment. I'm running it on 2 different dates because I don't want your schedule to prevent you from being able to show up live. So 2 different dates at 2 different times of day, because you're going to get so much more benefit from this if you are able to show up live and be in that energy, in that space live. Trust me, not only do I know that from the content that I'm creating and the way I'm going to be supporting you, but also from my own experiences and the difference that I have found when I have shown up live for something versus when I am watching a replay. But if you absolutely can't make either of those dates, then yes, of course, a replay will be available for 7 days post-workshop, post-webinar. So that's happening in March. Simply go to the big link in the show notes, where you can find the dates and times for that live workshop, for that live training. If for any reason you're not able to access that in the show notes, please just come over to my Instagram at I am Helena Grace, drop me a DM, or maybe you'll be able to find it in the link in my bio, and go ahead and sign up for that workshop. And I really genuinely am not just saying this. I love connecting with the women in my community. You guys are so amazing. So 2 things. If you have had a big takeaway from this episode, maybe one thing really, really stood out for you on a vibe check that you really want to implement in your business, then come on and DM me at I am Helena Grace. Let me know what that is. It just fills me with so much goodness to hear that you guys are able to implement things from this podcast. And secondly, if you are signing up for that free training, please come and drop me a DM and let me know that you'll be there, because honestly, like when you're showing up as the coach and the teacher in these trainings, it's so nice, especially ahead of time, to be able to connect with the energy of those that are going to be there live, because it actually allows me to support you on a deeper level. So basically just come and say hi. Anyway, I'm so excited for all of the things to come. I hope that you're able to take some of the ideas from this episode and just follow your intuition on where you're ready for a little bit of a vibe check or an upgrade or an up level in these areas of your business. I'm sending you so much love. Watch out for lots more podcast episodes coming your way in the near future. And I hope you have a beautiful and abundant and love-filled rest of your day. Thank you. If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.